Good morning, and welcome to the Bible Baptist Hour. We concluded last week a message, and we're going to start a new one this week entitled An Open Mouth. And we hope, I know that's kind of a strange title, but if you listen, you'll get the point of the message, all right? We're here every Sunday morning at this time, and we hope that we can be a blessing and help to you in any way. Announcer will give you address at the end of the program where you can write to us. And we would love to hear from you and kind of need to hear from you, so please take the time to do that if you would. 9:45 is our Sunday school time here at Bible Baptist Church. 11 o'clock the morning service, 6 o'clock the evening service. Our midweek is Thursday night at 7 o'clock. We have a teen time on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. And the age group from 5 to 12, I believe it is, in on Thursday night. And I believe they may be back to together again. They took off the summer, so they may be back together. But anyways, that's the time, and we want to be a blessing and a help to you, so please let us know if we can do that. Answer a question, give a message on a topic, any way we can be a help. If we can't do it, we'll tell you, I'm sorry, I can't do that. I don't know how to do it. I'm not intelligent enough to do it. Whatever it might be, your help would be a blessing there. We don't come to be your pastor. We don't come to be your church. We want to encourage you to get into a local church, get a local pastor, support them, say amen, tithe, give to missions, do whatever you got to do. Get in the church. You need to get in the church. That's what the Lord planted the church in the world for, to carry the message of the good news of Jesus Christ around the world. And we need you to help us to do that, all right? We know we have listeners. From time to time, they tell us. We don't always get a letter, but sometimes they'll see us in the store. They'll see us somewhere. Oh, I hear your radio program. I really like it, or something like that. And we do appreciate that. No way do I want you to think we don't. We do appreciate that. But those written letters, those written cards, those notes, those emails, they are very important to us. All right, let's get started on this new message. An open mouth, Job chapter 3, verse 1. The song we're getting ready to hear is called Who at My Door is Standing. Right after that's over, we'll be into the message. Thank you again very much for joining us today.
Who is on the Lord's side? Answer now the call. Who is on the Lord's side? Will you name your all? Volunteers are needed, read it in God's word. Who is on the Lord's side? Let your voice be heard. When Joshua heard the call of God one day so long ago, he didn't even question God, but started out to go. And with him drew some mighty men whose answers left no doubt. For each man said, just count on me. When Joshua heard the shout, who is on the Lord's side? Answer now the call. Who is on the Lord's side? Will you give your all? Volunteers are needed, believing God's words. Who is on the Lord's side? Let your voice be heard.
David was a brave young man, intelligent was he. And in his heart he well knew God could give him victory. With faith and courage in his soul, a slingshot in his hand, he won the battle
ere his cry
was heard throughout the land.
Who is on the Lord's side? Answer now the call. Who is on the Lord's side? Will you give your all? Volunteers are needed, believing God's word. Who is on the Lord's side? Let your voice be heard.
Lincoln came as president, fought hard for liberty. When asked if he considered God upon his side to be, the thing he said that bothers me as I consider this is not if he is on my side, but whether I'm on his.
Here's on the Lord's side, here's on the Lord's side, here's on the Lord's side, will you give your all?
God's word.
on the Lord's side, let your voice be heard.
Job 3 and verse 1. After this, opened Job his mouth and cursed his day. Let's pray. Lord, I guess I'm guilty of verse 1. Probably a lot of other people felt the same jab I felt when the verse was read. Help us today to learn something that will make us useful for the Master. We sure spend enough time pleasing ourselves, wasting valuable time. So please help. I don't know the needs of these people. I don't know a soul that might be close to eternity today, but I do know you know who that is. I don't know if there's a saint here today that needs some help. Probably so. Truth of it is, all of us need some help. As to whether we're willing to get it or not is another question, but we need it. So please help these folks. Lord, this preacher they're about to listen to is not much to say, but your book has everything to say. So help us to get it from the book and then do something with it. Forgive us where we failed you because we've done that. Forgive us for our shortcomings, for we have many. Help us to want to be what the Master would want us to be. We'll ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Have you ever said, boy, I should have never opened my mouth about? Now you know where the saying came from. The mouth is spoken of over 420 times in the Bible. And then, of course, there's another 220 that you can add to that about the lips. And I didn't check on the tongue, but probably likewise. Now, not all the references in the Bible about the mouth are negative, but I'm sure a good many of them are that. We've grown accustomed to referring to someone as a blabber mouth, or a big mouth, or a smart mouth. You can add on yours descriptive words. I come across some sayings in regards to the mouth. Albert Einstein once said, if A, Carol, this will be something you might want to use for your math class, all right? If A is success in life, then A equals X plus Y plus Z. Work is X, Y is play, and Z is keeping your mouth shut. Someone said a closed mouth catches no flies. I don't know why you walk around trying to catch them with your mouth anyways, but so be it. The face of a child can say it all, especially the mouth part. A lot of trouble in this world is caused by combining a narrow mind and a wide mouth. A young man once approached Socrates to ask if the philosopher could teach him the gift of oratory. His request was then followed by an incessant stream of words until finally Socrates placed his hand over the inquirer's mouth and said, young man, I'm going to have to charge you a double fee. The fellow said, well, why? And Socrates said, well, I will have to teach you two sciences. First, how to hold your tongue. Second, how to use it. I don't know whether that's true or not, but it worked well here. If there's any part of our anatomy that gets us into trouble, it's the one mouth, not the two ears. And as somebody so adequately said, the Lord designed the mouth to shut, but not the ears. The Bible has a lot to say about the word mouth. And I thought just for a little bit, I would use mine to show you what the Bible has to say about the mouth. Amen. Okay? And if you can use yours for amen, hallelujah, praise the Lord once in a while, that'll help my mouth to get a little bit better at what it needs to say, okay? If we all use our mouth for the right thing, we might get through this. Let's turn back to the book of Genesis a minute. I tell you, you spend a week, you get three messages in the morning and two messages at night. You get five messages a day for 5 days. You get 25 messages thrown at you. You don't know what to preach. You think that every portion of the Bible has been preached on by the time the week's out. A comment was made this week about Job 3:1, and it brought a thought to my mind as I was sitting there. And so I'm going to thought it down to you and use my mouth to pass it on. Genesis 4, look at verse 11. He's talking here to Cain. Of course, you know Cain has killed his brother, Abel. And he killed him for religious reasons. And the reason was that God wouldn't pay attention to him, but paid attention to Abel. So he killed him. He figured if he killed Abel, then God would have to pay attention to him. And he did. God did pay attention to him. He got what he was looking for, but he didn't like the results too well. He's typical... He's a typical religious or typical Bible Christian in that when he got the punishment for his sin, he told God it was too much to bear. I don't know how I'm going to handle this, Lord. I don't know why you've done this to me. I mean, just because I killed my brother, there's no reason I should have a mark and have to go through life like this. So in verse 11, the Lord is talking to Cain and he says, and thou art cursed from the earth, which has opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. Genesis 4:11. First time mouth occurs, and it's related to the earth. Nobody in this room would probably, unless you're a Bible believer, obviously if you're from around here, you probably would, but most religious people, church people, Bible people don't believe that the earth is anything but dirt. They don't believe that the earth has any reaction to anything. But read your Bible. The trees react. The rocks react. Psalm 147, the stars, the moon, the sun, everything reacts to God but one. You. Many would say of this verse, well, that's just an expression. It may be. Maybe God has given the earth a human expression of opening the mouth and said the earth opened its mouth. But I'm more inclined to believe that unless you need to make it say something, it means what it says. That when he took the hoe handle or the axe or the pick or the shovel or whatever it was he took and beat his brother on the back of the head until he bashed his brains out and the blood flowed down on the ground. I really believe in the sense the earth opened its mouth to take in that blood. And the earth cried out to God, hey, I just took in some innocent blood. My, my. I wonder what the soil of the United States has been crying out to God for the past... Since 1973, was it? Imagine the billions of voices that have been cried out to God. Amen. You know, I have a sneaking suspicion my God being who he is kind of just lifted his hand off the United States and said, well, you guys are so smart, run it yourself. Boy, aren't we doing a terrific job. Wow. I am really happy with Washington. They've done such a fine job of bringing us around to, you know, everybody is living well, high on the hog. And, you know, I don't know if living high on a hog is a good idea. I mean, there's two ends of the hog, and I'm not sure living on the high end of it's a good idea. Somebody said, well, I think that's just an expression. Okay, if it's an expression, then go down to the fruit cellar. Would you get me a wide. Oh, thank you. Yeah, yes, thank you. Right, a wide mouth. Or mama might say, give me one of those regular mouth. Thank you. Okay. Oh, you mean a jar has a mouth? It's just a expression. It's not really a mouth. Oh, it's not? I thought them rivers had a mouth. You know, you'd be better off to do just believe what God says and quit trying to get your little pea picking brain into the, you know, formula here. Why don't you try X, Y, Z and keep it shut? The earth opens her mouth several times in the Bible, and she opens it for various reasons. Okay? In our text here, it was to receive the blood of a murdered man. A man says, well, nobody knows, you know, who killed this person. I know somebody that knows who killed that person. You say, God, no, I know somebody else that knows too. For you folks who believe in her, Mother Earth. I realize that the Bible gives a feminine designation to the earth, but the news media's weatherman's idea of Mother Earth is somebody who's in control of everything. No. No. No, Mother Earth in the sense of the feminine connotation, I understand that. But Father is in control of everything. The Father who created the earth is in control of the earth. But this blood, God said to Cain, he said, you know, and Cain is like every other criminal. He figures he did what he did, and nobody knows. And I'm telling you what, in this day and age, if you're going to be a criminal, man, you better be way ahead of the sciences. I mean, with DNA and all the stuff they got nowadays, I mean, if you're going to be, you need to wipe away your DNA, and I'm not sure how you do that. But can I tell you that God knows what's going on because the earth says, hey, look what happened. I saw a little bit of a program, and of course all programs on television are evolutionary. But it was an interesting little part I saw was that they've been to all the various polar caps and places, and they're taking out, what do they call it? They drill down and take out core samples. Yes, thank you. That's the word I wanted. They're taking core samples, and they have them stored. I'm sure there's no heater in there, but they have them stored in these deep freezes. They got them all marked where they took these cores from, and they're studying this ice. And at any point in time in history, there are particles of things that are frozen in the ice, and they're actually studying these particles. And of course, you know, they're 750 billion years old. I see a couple folks in here might qualify for that, but and they're studying all this to find out where we came from. Only a PhD would spend time trying to figure out where he came from. There is in your household a lady, and she's called Mother. And where you came from was your mother. And where she came from was from her mother. And where her mother came from was from her mother. And if you can't trace that back, sonny, you do need some core ice. You need to get in there and freeze yourself up. Say, well, we're trying to find our roots. Do you know that not much grows in ice? I don't know how you can find any roots. If you found an amoeba in there, it ain't going to be connected to you anyways. But men spend their time because, can I tell you that the earth has information. And once in a while it opens its mouth and gives out that information. Once in a while it opens its mouth and takes in. Let me show you, since you don't believe me. Number 16. But you should never believe me anyways. I lie a lot. I'm not like most preachers. This is one preacher said this week, he said, trust me, I'm telling you the truth now. Number 16, and look at verse, well, you know the story here. Korah and the group there got together and they decided to approach Moses in a very negative sense. And they were upset because they thought that Moses thought he was in charge. Notice how I said that? They thought that Moses thought he was in charge. No, Moses knew he was in charge. He didn't think about it. He knew it. It was them who didn't know who was in charge. They thought they were in charge. Typical deacon's board. They thought they were in charge, and the Lord kind of had to straighten the issue out. So he told them they need to have a little meeting, and you bring your censers, and Moses will bring his. And Moses said, look, you know, the Lord said this, if everything is normal when this is over, nothing unusual happens, then you know I'm wrong. Now I'm paraphrasing all this stuff, so it won't be that way in your Bible. And in verse 31 says, it came to pass as he made an end of speaking all these words that the ground cave asunder that was under them. And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed. Okay, have you ever seen dirt lips? I've seen dirty lips. But this is like the earth opened her mouth and here's a set of dirt lips. And I don't know, maybe there was an earth tongue. And the Bible says the earth swallowed them up. Maybe when it got done, it went, I don't know. Nobody knows. I know that's rude, but you get the point. I'm telling you right now, listen to me, my friend. This earth is more alive than you give it credit for. You think it's dead. But this earth, a living being created it with living things on it. People say, you shouldn't eat meat. Those are living. Well, so is your grass, dummy. How do you think the grass grows if it's dead? How many have ever seen dead grass grow? No, I've seen dead weeds grow, but I've never seen dead grass grow. Okay. If you ever kill a weed, if you listen closely, it's going, I'll be back. Okay.
Thank you for listening to the Bible Baptist Hour. It is our prayer that our message today will be helpful to your growth as a saved person. If you are not saved, you can be saved today by asking Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins. Let us know you listen by writing to The Bible Baptist Hour, 3338 Main Street, Lupton, Michigan, 48635. Join us again next week for a new message.